With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Herd At Sports presents Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
Another episode of Betting Bites. Just collecting my thoughts. However you get us, make sure you do. Apple, Google, Spotify. We appreciate you. I know I've been away for a sec. Teasing. But anyway, man, make sure you catch us on Coffee and Cream in the morning. My partner, Andrew Rogers. Make sure you give him a follow at Andrew Rogers TV. Do you like the camera angles and stuff with like the TV and the surround going on behind me? It's kind of weird. I just sit how I sit. But, you know, interesting kind of last couple of days. You know, we talked yesterday on the show about practice and some early observations, and Sunday spent most of the day down there on a recruiting deal for about 7-8 hours. And I'm telling you, you find folks will be happy to know I have a new favorite rule, and it's not like keep your hands to yourself. It's my favorite R-H-U-L-E. Now, this full disclosure, I haven't had a chance to spend much time around this Coach Rule's wife, Julie, but I do know she's a fan of Betting Bites, so that put her at number one. But she's got some competition. I met Bryant Monday at practice, and I'm telling you, fantastic young man. Spent probably 40 minutes of practice time just shooting a breeze. But more importantly, guys, you know how I am around young people, and it kind of made my day. I had no idea where even my kid was at this time, my own kid. I think he was over with Coach Cooper or Coach White watching their drills. But and just spending that little bit of time, like I definitely knew like that is Coach's son. Just the relationship, the reverence that he had in talking about his dad, how much he knew kind of about the team. He had done his homework, and he had his favorite coaches. You know, he's a big Cooper guy, big Coach McGuire guy. And I thought my most important takeaway, even though he's a super cool kid, not smarter, I felt like there were some times that he put together that offense, especially when Nebraska was practicing in the red zone, watching his dad run around and play offensive line. He's like, you know, my dad's playing O-line right now. But not only that, what my big takeaway was, spending time around him, I could tell that Coach Rule totally puts his money where his mouth is, right? He's big in the relationship building, and you could tell how important parenting was to him. I told you, you know, the night of the Jet Awards, way back when he was, he was a guest speaker, and we did the invites, and I talked to him before the ceremony, the program started, and he said, "Hey, you know, my son gets in tonight. I just want to see my son. I miss him." And you know, the first 45 minutes of emceeing that show, all I could think about was ways to kind of get him out of there so he could get back to see his son. And spending some time around him yesterday just further cemented that whether they win 4 games or 6 games or 8 games or whatever Nebraska ends up doing this year, that the foundation that Coach Rule is trying to create definitely starts at home. You know, during the sit down for the interview, he talked about, you know, if you don't believe in my kids, you can't be around my kids. Just like if I don't believe in your young people, you wouldn't want me around your young people. And he said lots of those little things during those sit downs. And it just became so clear to me, spending time around Bryant, that he talked about authentic. Hey, whoever you are, I just want integrity. Whoever you are, just be that person. Like that's all that I ask. And man, again, just the conversation. I'm not going to betray any of that. I mean, it's just, man, his son shooting a breeze. I can just safely tell you, just got the sense that that connection is real, and connections are important. And when he talks about family and being there for one another and how important the family structure is, I got the sense it was important. And, you know, what I wouldn't do to be able to see, you know, to watch my dad work and to go to work and to be involved with the players. I'm telling you, there's just something unique about when the head coach at the university, of the football program, the most visible job in the state, is so willing to involve his family in the public perception. And we haven't really seen that before. I mean, you have to go all the way to the days of probably Mike Osborne spending time at practice with Coach Osborne, where you saw the family dynamics. You know, we obviously didn't see it with Coach Solich. His kids were at an age where they were kind of doing their own thing, getting pilot's licenses and all that. And, you know, Coach Solich, right? And Coach Callahan, you know, is non-existent. Coach Pelini, I think, originally tried, you know, with Mary Pat, and it just became so unhealthy that he just wanted that to be its own thing and not to be a part of the program. And didn't really get it with Coach Riley, although Dee was at the office, you know, a fair amount. And, you know, Coach Frost took a pretty hard stance that, you know, family was off limits. So to see the interaction and involved, you just, it just gave you kind of a magical snapshot into what I think he wants for this program, where he talks about caring, not coddling. That's the same way that I think you want to parent. And, you know, Brian's got to spend this final year in Charlotte, and he was telling me about his plans, and he was just so engaging, and you could tell just the impact that being around his parents has on him. And I thought to myself, you know what? We're in good hands. This again, whenever they start winning is what it is, but from a position of leadership and casting a vision and the discipline to see something through, I have no reservation that the program is in fantastic hands. And primarily because I got to spend a lot of time on a practice field with a 17-year-old who, it's weird, I've said this all along, and it's why I got into education. Kids will let you know. They may not know how to say it. Sometimes they do, but they'll always let you know. Their radar, typically pretty good. And with that, I think Nebraska's in good hands. It's another episode of Benning Bites.